Good morning. I'm Tony Matus. It's time to talk business with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
And right off the top, you have a story about a Fresno restaurant that is expanding in more ways than one.
Yeah, we're talking about Campania Bistro, very popular spot to eat over there at Champlain and Perrin. They're currently underway with an expansion project that would give them more bar space as well as food prep and storage space to expand on their catering operation. So to do it, owner Tony Sciola is taking over an empty GNC location that's nearby. It's going to add about 1,200 square feet. About two-thirds of the space is going to be used to expand the kitchen, with the rest of it going to the bar. Construction started before the pandemic and actually has kind of dragged it out a bit because of the pandemic. But work will probably be wrapped up in a few weeks, probably before all the restrictions on indoor dining are lifted. But Sciola's hopeful that with news of the vaccine, come in today, things may return to normal soon. People will be able to come check out his bar and have their large events catered by Campania. So the size of their kitchen before was a bit of a hindrance for doing big events like weddings and stuff. But with this expansion, there's going to be more room for prep and a walk-in refrigerator. And they're really excited about the bar. It's going to be adding about 40 more seats. And the owner's really excited about this new long pour beer system that's going to be serving up beers really frosty here. And hopefully soon we'll be able to all go in and enjoy one.
And one of the busiest areas around Fresno has been and continues to be along the Herndon Corridor. What's going on there?
Yeah, this is a certain stretch of Herndon and Clovis from 168 to Willow that has really been on fire with development in the last couple of years, and it's all sort of coming to a head now. We took a look at some of the projects. One of them is the Cabinet Connection building at the part of the new Dry Creek Business Park. They manufacture custom cabinets. They moved in back in August. Their showroom, they have a showroom there. It's not going to be fully open, obviously, due to COVID-19. There's a nearby walking trail to that place. It's close to the freeway, obviously. It's high visibility. All part of the reasons why that company moved there. They're actually in Fresno, and they moved to Clovis. Lennar Homes is also going big. Just east of the Target Shopping Center, they're going to start building 185-story townhomes. It's going to be starting in the low 3,000s. The proximity to the shopping center was a big selling point for them. Several businesses are opening new headquarters. One of them is Provost and Pritchard Consulting Group, currently under construction right next to the Lennar project. They're probably going to be open in April. And a big part of their moving there was just having all the land available to build on. Another business, PC Solutions, recently moved into a new office in that area. Another company, Rare Earth Coffee, they have some coffee houses in the area, and they also run a cafe supply business. They're going to be leasing some buildings in Dry Creek Business Park. Really fast sector, Clovis. We've seen this office space kind of get snapped up, and that was one of the sectors that was a little slow due to the pandemic. So really exciting to see that.
Nice stories. Gabe, get your Christmas shopping done this week, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thanks
can't,
for
can't put it off. Can't put it off any further, buddy. Guys got to get out there and get it done, man. All right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Tony.
You want more information on these stories, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.